Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting third. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ramon Webster. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Nash. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Jim Nash. And now, play ball. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nash fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Horlan covering, for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Rudy reaches second base with a double. Pagliarani moves to third. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Nash. Cullen moves to second. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Cullen scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward is walked intentionally. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McCraw moves to third. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Voss strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nash fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cullen hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0 for 1 in the game. Webster hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Josephson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 1 in the game. Donaldson hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rudy is hit by the pitch. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is 0 for 1 in the game. Nash hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw catches it and throws to Cullen, who tags Rudy for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Horlan covering, for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Voss hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pagliarani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cullen hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0 for 2 in the game. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Monday. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Monday steals second. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagliarani strikes out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 2 in the game. Donaldson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Rudy takes first base on ball 4. Monday moves to third. Donaldson moves to second. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for Jim Nash. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Wayne Causey now playing second base. Danny Cater pinch hits for Floyd Robinson. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry strikes out. Pagliarani drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Berry out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ward strikes out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 3 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing left field. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0-for-3 in the game. Webster hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Wood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Webster for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Locker now pitching. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-3 in the game. Pagliarani is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 1, and Oakland Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.